here's part three. Sorry if y'all missed it. Y'all have to go back and listen to the other parts, the other two parts, to for the recap. But like I was saying, this one day I had just got up from a nap. I was supposed to be, no, it was the day before. Oh, no. Okay, my events are mixed up. Okay, so when I, let me back up, because I just remembered this part, okay? So, I'm gonna tell you all these events exactly, because I may start talking about somewhere else and I may jump somewhere else. Okay, it was the laundromat that we had first met initially, that I didn't notice him or pay attention to him. So, the second time, so to speak, when I saw him, it was after I had had that dream. It was a Wednesday. And so we'll talk about that briefly. And then we'll talk about the final events. That was just scary. So this may be like five parts, because y'all, I have a lot to talk about. And I'm at work, and I hope I don't get behind. You know, I'm gonna be on my recording, and I'm trying to hurry. But okay, so the laundromat. When I was at the laundromat, he said he never, I never really paid attention to him. I noticed his smell, okay? And I'm sorry, I know it's everywhere, but it's just, it's so much, like I had this written down. If I had this written down, I could just like read from the paper, but I'm just so jumbled because I'm remembering things that happened like in between. So please bear with me, I promise y'all. This is gonna be a funny story. Okay, so, so when that day I was on a prayer, and I was washing clothes, and then I was doing school, so I was like really busy. So I wasn't really paying attention to no God. And I kept hearing that my husband was coming. I had kept hearing that all throughout the week, right? And so I'm like, And it was just like random moments when I'd be like, when I hear a voice be like, "Here's your husband." And I look like over to the side, and I'd be like, the devil is really busy, because like, really? I'm like, this is not, anyway. So at that moment, I didn't hear anything. So when I left, after he had came into the laundry room, because like I said, I remember a guy. I don't remember his face, but I remember him coming in, going to the vending machine, and I remember his smell. The smell of him, just like, I was just like, oh my gosh. And something was like, go ask him what he had on. And I was like, tough, I don't know him. I'm not finna just familiarize myself with some guy. And then, no, I'm waiting on my husband. And so I was just like, okay. So when I passed by him, because I passed by him going, I had to go up the steps. I guess he was coming down or coming back, I don't know. But he was going the opposite way. And he did like a turn to look at me, and I remember it. And I was just like, it's so funny because I was just like, I'm bothered by him. And I had heard a voice say, like, it was like something along the lines of, "That was just your husband." It was something pertaining to your husband. And I was just like, yeah, right. And so I continued to go, because I was just like, the nerve of this, the devil is busy, y'all, like today. Like, that ain't my husband. Like, what? And so I had that dream that I was telling y'all about in my last episode. Go back to where I had saw my ex, but I had saw his face. Like, it was the guy that was in Texas. It was his voice, but it was my ex's face. But it was his demeanor. It was like his attitude. So it was portraying like that my ex was my husband. So to recap a little bit, it was some events of where he had came. It seemed like we had got stolen from after he had left. Before that, he would go into the refrigerator and he would look for food. And y'all, look, this is the funniest part. Here I go detouring again, but I'm sorry. It's the funniest part because before he had came, I was on my little journey of like learning what makeup fits me and what this and that. And that's what I wanted to be because, like I said, months prior to it, I was like, God, I want to know what kind of wife you want me to be for my husband. And so that's what I was preparing for. I was looking up makeup tips. I never really like proceeded to put on makeup before that. Like I did wear it sometimes, but that's where the desire came to all of a sudden get better or to want to change some things. And so I did little changes like I would walk around barefooted, and not that that's like a perfect example or anything, but I started to wear like socks on my feet because I had heard prior to, like I said, y'all would have to listen to the thing, but I was told prior to that my husband sort of had like a foot fetish or something. But it wasn't on the lines of like bad behavior. It was just like like he had a niche for a girl with clean feet and like toenails pretty type of thing.